Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, Will Fleming, he's hitting all these bets.
Yeah, let me give a message to Lou.
Yeah.
Hello, Lou.
Hello.
It's everybody out here on the East Coast who is working, okay? Working. Listen, if you want to brag about some stupid bet, don't do it through a third party. Don't tell Will to tell Ken to tell us that you hit some stupid parlay. Just text us, tweet us, brag about it. And oh, by the way, when we ask you how much you're actually up, don't say even. Don't say even. We know you're even. We know you're not really up. Just a message to Lou. I know he's listening.
Can I add to that? If you have winning picks, why don't you call us beforehand so we can bet them somewhere here locally and make some money, Mago? You're big in the betting markets.
Going to cross state lines?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, wow, anywhere. Every state but
anywhere
but here. But here.
Have your schedule.
All right, so speaking of betting, we have I want to call it Celtic news off the top. We'll talk to Alex Cora at 2:30 on his Red Hot Red Sox, and we'll get into a very hot baseball team here in the city of Boston. But. There is some internet. I'll call it. You see, Mego's the reporter.
Yeah, she's.
Let me defer to you, Mego.
Don't insult her.
Well, I didn't.
She's a journalist.
She's a reporter.
Yeah, she likes to be called a journalist. See, okay. Yeah, she's reporting
stuff.
Christian's
working it out over here.
This is when you're going to ask what an opinion a columnist is versus a reporter.
No, we know now.
Okay.
Don't test me on it.
What do you want to call this?
Scuttlebutt.
Okay, internet
hearsay,
scuttlebutt.
Hearsay.
That the Miami Heat are dealing with a COVID issue.
I like specs.
Pure, unadulterated social media speculation.
So there's absolutely no truth to it.
There is no truth to it as far as we know right now. There is no a reporter. I just watched Brian Windhorst and his monstrous head on TV. He didn't say anything about
it. It's getting bigger and bigger.
It really is. So he did not speculate on this yet. But there is internet buzz. The Heat are dealing with a COVID issue.
Ooh.
The betting markets, where I can provide some information,
are all
now trending to the Celtics. They're a 1.5-point favorite. They are a 2.5-point favorite now on many of the major websites out there. And according to people I follow in the betting media on Twitter, they've gone to as high as a 3-point favorite now, where you have to lay -140. The Celtics, in some cases, are now a 3-point favorite. They're a 1.5-point favorite yesterday. And that's fueling speculation that insiders know, and the word's getting out, the Heat might be dealing with a COVID issue
there
right now.
There is a little fire to this smoke. So Ira Winderman, who is from the Sun Sentinel in Miami, he tweeted today, "For those who insist on living on Twitter rumors and blowing up my phone..." Wow, tough for him. "No Heat players did not return to the team due to COVID." This is a little confusingly written. He's saying that there's no Heat players right now who are reported to have COVID. "Two staffers did not return from Boston, a broadcaster and a therapist. Team otherwise would have had to list on the injury report if that was the case with players." That was at 8:30 this morning.
Here's some added fuel to that fire last hour or so. The Heat are not even having a shoot around today.
That is very odd.
It is game five, 2-2 series. You're at home. You need to get ready for this game. I would call it more of a, potentially we'll get maybe a more of a must win for the Heat than it is the Celtics. And no shoot around? Okay.
Yes.
Something is going on.
He's playing chess.
No morning shoot around, Garvin? Is this fueling anything for you?
No, I think Pat Riley said, "Listen, guys, you don't need this. You don't need shoot around. You don't need practice. You just do what got you here.
Stay off your legs. Shoot arounds weaken legs." So, okay, there is an upside for the Heat, though, correct? Like, if they do not have a shoot around, as far as, you know, controlling the narrative, protecting their injury report, like, they do not have to give an injury report. There's no good updates. Point. There's no information. So, they're not giving you anything right now because there was no shoot around. There was no press conference. There was no availability. So you have no new information.
Well, and if you were going to take this at face value, so their injury report right now, obviously Tyler Herro is dealing with some kind of injury that could be 2 to 4 weeks for him. But he's joined by PJ Tucker with knee inflammation, Max Strus with a hamstring strain, Gabe Vincent with a hamstring strain, and Kyle Lowry, who's had that hamstring strain for like six weeks now. So all
seems like a strength coach.
Pretty much.
Fire the strength coach.
I know. But so most of their starting lineup is questionable. So it does... I guess if you're looking at it on face value, you could say, well, everybody's hurting, so we're not going to put them out there and add to the burden today of shoot-around.
Save their legs.
Who knows?
But half the team is healthy, though.
Really
weird. Don't have those guys practice. Don't have those guys at shoot-around. There are 7, 8, 10 guys who might have to play more tonight because the other players are hurt.
Wouldn't you want to get Oladipo out there shooting?
That's what I mean. To me, the non-shoot-around is as big of an issue as the betting market heading the Celtics' way right now. Non-shoot-around day of game 5 for anyone? Come on. I mean, and you already added the fact that there are 2 staffers and or media members around the team that are dealing with it. We saw what happened in Boston. It popped up out of nowhere, and maybe not even out of nowhere. Like, they put 4 starters on the injury list yesterday. Like, that, we all sort of laughed at that at 4 o'clock when it came out. Did they have an idea yesterday? This was an issue.
Because I'm just saying, what do they have to gain by not having a shoot-around to control the narrative?
They don't have to put out the injury report. I know, but
not having a COVID outbreak. If they're worried about COVID, they don't want to put guys out there in masks and fuel the speculation. There's something going on with their team right now.
Okay, but gain is as far as, okay, so if Lowry doesn't play, if Herro doesn't play, if Butler doesn't play, who else has got a hamstring issue?
Strus has got a hamstring.
Is he fast enough to have a... hamstring issue? I didn't think slow people had hamstring issues. That's just what I've heard. But I don't think I feel like they're all going to play. It's just too much smoke around this situation.
I have no confidence.
They're all going to play. They're all going to man up. The bigger issue is what's going on the Celtics side and their potential starters and as far as their availability for this game.
So Smart and Robert Williams, because the Celtics did have a shoot around today. Ime had to answer questions. He has both those guys questionable for this game, said swelling for both and soreness, game time decision for Smart and Robert Williams. It doesn't feel like they're both going to play. I think it was something you said yesterday, Christian. I think your gut told you yesterday Smart would play. Robert Williams would not play.
Well, his gut says a lot of things.
That's definitely right this time of day.
Depends
that's
on how close
sure.
to my gut you are.
Does not feel like a great scenario for the Celtics. If you thought both those guys would play tonight, the fact that Ime saying game time for both, swelling for both, I wouldn't say it's good. Go ahead.
So what do you make of this? Okay, good friend of the show. Love Gary Washburn. He's been a guest multiple times during the playoffs. He tweeted this a couple hours ago. It says, Marcus Smart walking back to the bus from shoot-around with a slight hitch. Looks like he participated. # Celtics. # Heat. What do you make of that?
What is that hashtag?
I don't know.
Well, I wanted to pay it off.
Oh, okay.
What do you make of that?
You're reading the whole thing.
Do you make anything of that? So here you're at the gym. You're shooting around. And then obviously you're walking to the bus and you got a little... like a little pimp limp? Is that worth
it? It tells me that he's probably more confident than he was 2 nights ago, that he feels like he wants to try, but that doesn't mean that he's going to play.
I have more faith that he will play through an injury than Robert Williams will, just based on the history.
That's different, though. I mean, because we all believe that he's tougher.
Yes.
But I don't think he's physically, I don't think he has enough time to heal from it to play. Therefore, I think he's out.
I think what you're getting at, it seems like, and I don't want to throw shade on Rob Williams, but it does seem like Marcus Smart's injury might have more intense immediate pain to his game right now than Rob Williams would. So it's
Rob
like
Rob needs to play. I'm just gonna I'll be the insensitive one. I'll be the guy
not
that's
insensitive.
I'll be,
it's true.
Fifteen years ago,
Glenn would have spent 4 hours on Robert Williams why he's not playing this game. We don't apparently do that anymore, but he's missed 40% of the games in his career due to injury. The guy's gotta play.
They need him in this
20
game.
Minutes. Best you can give.
That's it.
That's all we need.
Yeah, 20 minutes. Okay, so we're going to give you 5 each quarter. That's it. We'll give you 5 each quarter. And listen, if we're up, if we have a 38-14 quarter, hey, great. Listen, you only get 15.
Or COVID.
You only get 15.
Yeah. What if it's only 22-2?
Oh, yeah.
Are you still impressed, Christian? Are you okay with sitting, Rob Williams?
It depends. Are they making all the shots that they take, or is it a volume
all
shooting?
All the shots. So you're looking for 100% shooting tonight? Okay.
Yes.
Just making sure we set the expectations.
Christian, they shot 98%. Your thoughts.
I wanted 100! I said 100!
What about those two?
Yeah. Well, you know, open looks. Okay, so So to me, I actually think Williams is going to play. I think Smart is out. I think you can benefit from if you could convince Williams just to gut it out and think about like what you have on the other side of this, like the extra time. Hey, we're going to be going home. We're going to be up one. We can close it out in six games in Boston. Like think about the opportunity there, just the rest, and then everyone's going to be healthy and we'll be fine. And then traveling to the West Coast won't be as such of a burden on everybody's body as opposed to doing it with 4 days off.
Do we agree that Robert Williams in this series is a more important player to play than Marcus Smart?
Yes, in this series. I don't think in the entirety of the playoffs, but definitely in this series. He allows you to do different things against their lineup, and he allows you to overpower them with your size in the paint.
I said it before game four. I feel like he is the most important person. Now, do I think, am I a little nervous about Derek White? Like, Derek White had an unbelievable game, but I feel like they're going to be on to him. I feel like that aggressive mentality this is kind of the way it goes. And he did have a stretch where he was struggling like crazy. Defensively, he'll give you some plays. I don't know if he's going to give you back-to-back games where he gives you, 12 points, something like that. He'll get up with some steals. He'll give you some steals and some charges and stuff like that. But I don't know if he actually evens out with steals and coughing up like he did in game four.
If I was one of the assistants, I would sit down with Derek White pregame and just give him such a nice complimentary speech about his play.
That you're guy good is enough. Yeah. You're smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're better than you think.
He has some
You're really good, Derek.
Issues.
Really.
I was just talking to Mego, and she was commenting how thin you look. You should definitely be out in front.
Okay, this is sounding more like what Christian wants to get as a confidence boosting.
Right, isn't that the way it works in your group chat? Oh, my God. Listen, we got to build up her self-esteem. She's not feeling very good about herself.
That picture on Instagram was so good. The lighting was awesome on that.
You look fabulous. You look awesome. Okay, I know. I get it. No, you look great. Right, Mego? Right, Mutt?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Totally.
Don't feel like you can't shoot, Derek. Don't be afraid to shoot, Derek.
I don't want him shooting threes.
Yes, dude. They leave him open. No.
Pass it to Tice.
We will spend more time on this topic as the show goes on. We'll keep an eye on the injuries. Any breaking news you'll hear at first here are Maloney, Foria, and Mega. We got a million sources out there. We're out to different people around the industry. I just saw where Pat McAfee is now jumping on this internet report about Heat players having COVID.
So co-signing?
What does Pat say?
Co-signing?
I just saw a tweet. I didn't really listen.
Come on.
I think he's doing what we're doing.
Okay. It was Boston Connor literally parroting what the rumor is.
There
you go. That's fine. I got it. Allegedly, rumors say.
So we're all just playing telephone.
But
right
I think it's an important thing to point out to people. I also think a topic that we'll thread out throughout the course of the show and be part of this entire show today.
Okay.
Is it a must-win tonight for the Celtics, Fourier?
No.
Mega.
It isn't.
No.
It is. Of course it is.
That isn't.
You just said yesterday how important these guys' health is.
It is.
And being healthy and trying to get this new mentality changed. If they lose tonight, they fall back into this stupid crutch they have about, we need our backs against the wall. They win tonight, win Friday, extra 48 hours off before the NBA Finals. Hell yes. If their goal is to win the NBA championship, tonight is a must-win for the Boston Celtics.
It's a really want to get it. It's a really want to get it. It's not a must-win. It's not a must-win.
Is that what it is? A must-win or can't lose?
Yes.
617-779-7937, the phone number. I think it's a must-win based on this team's mental makeup and trying to create urgency. Win tonight. Finish it off for your teammates. Do it for Marcus. Do it for Robert Williams.
Do it for
Derek. Do it for Derek White. A couple extra days
of
shooting.
Do it for Hendrix 1 and 2.
Oh, there's probably many Hendrix on this team.
The Hendry.
We'll keep an eye on the COVID news for the Heat, the Celtics injuries as well. Celtics throughout the course of the show with Brian Scalabrine and Ryan McDonough, the former GM of the Phoenix Suns and worked in the Celtics front office. We'll get his take on Game 5 here tonight. We will also talk to the manager, Alex Cora, of the Red Hot Red Sox. That's bottom of the hour, 2:30. Maloney, Fourier, and Mego here on WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.